WWEG, WWEG HD1, Myersville. It's a Saturday night party. Get ready to rock with Eagle Concert Classics. Now, here's your host, Aaron Shaw.
Thanks for joining me for a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee edition of Eagle Concert Classics. So many great bands in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which means we got lots of great variety of live hits to play for you. I'm going to kick things off with Chicago, inducted in 2016. Although with all their achievements, you would have thought they would have been inducted a long time ago. The bands had 36 albums, sold over 100 million records, and released 20 top 10 pop and 22 top 10 adult contemporary singles in 5 decades. 17 of their first 20 albums certified platinum, 9 of those multi-platinum, and Chicago 17 hit platinum status 6 times. These guys are no strangers to success. This song comes off of their very first album from 1969, back when they were Chicago Transit Authority. Here's Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is?
Thank you. street one day.
Thank you.
Ray Herman, soprano saxophone.
.1069 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Aaron Shaw, and that was Chicago with Just You and Me, a song released in 1973 and went all the way to number 4 for them. The next band up was inducted in 1995 by Willie Nelson. I'm talking about the Allman Brothers Band. Dwayne Allman liked to use a different kind of method for a slide guitar, which gave him a unique sound. He didn't like to use the brass slide that you can normally get at the store. He found a glass bottle from a cold medicine core seed and used that as a slide because he liked the glass sound. This bottle fit him so perfectly that he kept it locked away in a briefcase while he was on the road so nobody would break it or lose it. You get to hear a great solo on this first song with that slide. Here's One Way Out.
Thank you. don't know.
Thank you.
106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. That was the Allman Brothers Band with Statesboro Blues. That song used to drive the band crazy because that's how Duane Allman learned how to play the slide guitar. He played it over and over and over. But I think it worked out okay because in 1971, that was the opening track on their live album at Fillmore East. Coming up in the next half, you're going to be hearing from Genesis and the Police. So don't go anywhere. Keep it tuned into 106.9 The Eagle.